Micah chapter 7. One more time. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 through 20. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea, and you will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. I love you. What does that make you feel? Dismay? Doubt? Denial? Perhaps just the desire that somebody else would say it to you. You know, even when somebody we want to says, I love you, we're often not satisfied. We want to see it in actions. We want to see it proved. We want to see, touch, taste the proof of that love in actions. And not just any actions, but actions that meet my expectations. And that's not new. Adam and Eve did the same thing. They wanted God to prove his love to them so they could see it, touch it, taste it. So that even when they denied him, they wouldn't die. So that they could sin and God would still make it so that they were better off. They'd become like God himself. Our text is God's answer to the children of Israel demanding a further kind of this manner of proof of his love. They wanted God to prove his love to them so that they would have prosperity. So they would trample their enemies underfoot. So there would be a display of dramatic miracles for all of them to benefit from. But the scriptures show us that when we're seeking for the proof of God's love in such an external, earthly way, we end up descending into Death Valley. Empty, except for six E's. Excuses, exasperation, exhaustion, exchanges of all the spiritual glories of Christ for exhilaration and exhibitions of this world. The Lord instead declares that the proof of his love is found by us in his merciful compassion, in his word that proclaims to you, I love you. I love you so much that I'm casting your sin, what does he say in our text? Into the depths of the sea. A depth from which no man can bring them back again. And Jesus has not just declared that love for you. He showed it. He showed it by coming into this world, God's love, gift-wrapped in the manger at Bethlehem, to live as your brother, your sister in this world, so contaminated with sin, so filled with the curse of sin. For God cannot indeed simply remove the curse of sin on this sinful world. If he were to do that, it would be indicating an agreement with Satan. That Satan's lie is correct, that we can deny God and not die. It would be an accommodation of our flesh that wants to believe, I can sin and it won't hurt. I'll be better off. I'll be wiser. I'll be like God. God would even be making himself a liar, denying himself and his own righteous holiness. And so as long as we live in this sinful world, we will not have a life unaffected by the curse of sin. The proof of God's love is not to be sought in such externals, but rather in that gift of his love sent to the manger at Bethlehem. In that gift of his love that we celebrate during this time of Lent as we watch Jesus walk on to bear all the suffering of your sins and mine, to walk even to that cursed tree and Calvary, to atone for all the guilt of your sins, that he might indeed cast them into the depths of the sea. Yes, Jesus bore your guilt in order to remove the spiritual curse from you. This sinful world may yet be affected by the curse, but in Jesus Christ, it has been taken, completely taken away from you. Jesus is calling out to you, I love you, so that you would join Micah in the exclamation of our text, who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and so will subdue our iniquities. You will cast our sins into the depths of the sea. I love you. Jesus is calling you in his word, in his love, to get your life in step with this focus of the universe, to get your life in step with that march of all human events towards Calvary and the cross that was mounted there for the guilt of the world, to get your life in step with him who arose there, to lead a triumphant march onward to the very gates of paradise and the dawn of eternity beyond it, to get your life in step with his word, that in saying to you, I love you, transports you from glory unto glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 149, stanzas 1 and 4.